Radha Krishna on maybe Priya then. Or talking here or whatever about addiction. Again, I mean, we could piece it together with other snippets about this. Whatever addiction we have, first of all, we need to be honest and aware enough to see it. Yes, I have an addiction. There's something I am doing. Probably too much, yes. But I don't even think about that because I'm so used to it. It's such a habit, you know, and habit and addiction, they are, of course, practically synonymous, right? But you can have a good habit and a bad habit. So, I would say the ethical way of living doesn't just mean something that is someone over there, as it used to be when I was a kid in a church or somewhere, thinks is good and forces upon us to do, but that which really is good to do and which makes both us and those around us happy. That way, of living, you develop by developing good habits. And that's, you know, they're at the foundation of every old wise culture on the planet. The seven virtues rather than the seven vices. The seven sins, get rid of those and but when that disappears from a society, that this way is good to go, that leads to happiness, and this other way leads to unhappiness, you know, where it's just whatever way you go, then, you know, whatever makes you happy can't be that bad. But why are so many people actually, when you dig into it, unhappy? So anyway, I say that a good way to act, to really change that downward spiral path to the upward spiral path, is to, you know, just identify things that you want to do and like to do and that are good to do and that you know leads to a good result, makes you healthy, makes you satisfied, makes you peaceful, makes you strong, makes you honest, and, you know, again, those are the things that make us, you know, when we behave to others that way, we will feel that way too. So, you know, we can just look at ourselves here, right? Now, me sitting here, you sitting there. What bad habit do I have? I mean, we don't need to call it addiction if that is sounds too clinical. But a bad habit. And yes, how can I give up that bad habit? Well, again, the first thing is I can do is to focus on cultivating, nurturing, establishing a good habit. And when I manage to do that, and I feel satisfied by even by just doing that, look, here I am doing something that is good for me and others. That's the good thing, right? And just go on like that. And there is the bad habit. Now, Prabhupada, he emphasized that instead of fighting the bad habits and focus on the good habits, add so many good things, and for real good, sattvically good habits and things into your life, that the others are just I would say not pushed down as when you repress something psychologically and all that, just find it down there in the subconscious anyway, gnawing at your heart, but rather, as he said, you know, you develop a higher taste and the lower taste wanes, it withers away, you lose that lower taste. But I know, I mean, when we joined the Krishna consciousness movement and I became a monk, and we had this very strict lifestyle there. I mean, it was real serious monk life in those temples there, those Krishna temples all over the world. So they were for real. Of course, there were always those who could cheat and, you know, pretend, and some did, of course, but we, I mean, at least for myself, was really, and those around me, so I'm quite sure, we were quite strict, which was also shown in our activities. We just followed spiritual programs all day and then slept a little and then continue next day. So yeah, I mean, and of course, we often did it, how to say, prematurely, fanatically, meaning, you know, someone even takes a vow to stay lifelong monk, you know, never have anything to do with women, not even think about women anymore for the rest of my life. You know, we were like that, and so, some youngsters they you know, entered seriously into that sannyasi life order, which I would say took some hits from such, you know, I mean, let's be honest about it, repeated failures, which again, one should not be judgmental about. I think this judgmentalness should just go. We tried our best. But what we can learn from it is that, yeah, you might try to push down desires or things. Are there, pretend they don't exist. And we're talking other things too, you know, traumas and pains and hurt, and but they're still there. So yeah, I had this discussion with Bhagavan Prabhu last summer, asking him what he thought about this. And he was skeptical towards that idea of just pushing on so many good things that all the bad things disappear. So. And well, I understand that too. But I understand that too. That Prabhupada said, you know, that well, it depends on how you apply it. If you just, you know, I'm gonna do this, push in all these good things, you know, and that's, we can call that the higher taste, and then all the other things will just go away. That doesn't really work. But if you really focus and think of that higher taste that you're experiencing, your very personal life changes because you get a taste of something that makes you so much happier, and that now your desire is all going to. Then you don't have these desires anymore for those other things. And thus bad habits can go. And if you have traumas and this and that from the past, that's another thing. But I think personally that even that is gradually just withering away as dreams, temporary, unreal, as we also more and more, of course, you know, living in sat or even, you know, the sat or reality that is truth. Is in other words substantial, and that which remains when these dreamy shadows disappear after a while. So in that way we can let go of that past, let go of all that material Maya illusion, just as we do in therapy. Just let go of it, let it go out, breathe it out, whatever. So, but anyway, therapeutically, whatever works, whatever is right, that's all good. But I'm talking about, yeah, practically, here I am, and I have a bad habit of some sort. So, I mean, I guess we can all say so, because there's always, you know, something. I guess especially today, there are so many temptations out there for enjoy this, enjoy that, try this, try that. And it's easy to slip into habitual use of something. I mean, whether it's drugs or food or sex or shopping or internet, social media or whatever. I mean, people often do that thinking that's just normal life, because that's what they learn normal life is. And thus, you know, they can spend their lives with habits that are really bad, but they don't even notice that they are. Such as just spacing out on social media, or, you know, looking at videos, pictures or whatever, that are just actually meaningless. A little joke here, a little joke there. I mean, to have humor and a sense of humor and something fun, I mean, I love it, but sometimes we also, I mean, the humor I like best is that which at the same time gives some wisdom, some little thought there. Oh, yeah. Because we need that today. We need to improve our lives. I dare to say that this is the case for many humans on planet Earth now. It's a little shadowy, a little dark, and so certain parts of it, well, where I live. So, we are looking here at where we should look, our own minds, you know, what's going on in here, in us. Not fooling ourselves that, you know, just because I have a lot of cool things around me, expensive and whatever, pretty, then I'm happy, you know. And someone may not say, you know, Swedish person, I guess, what are you talking about? You know, I'm happy and I have, you know, I'm watching doing my binge watching and my alcohol drinking and some of the smoking this or that or taking this and that pill and eating whatever I want to eat and enjoying myself, and I'm working to make ends meet, and I'm shopping, and I have this, and I have so many things, and, you know, I'm happy. Well, if you're happy, then I'm happy for you. So I'm not sitting here challenging anyone's happiness. But if someone is in that situation, you know, living in this fine area of Stockholm, where I happen to be, and in a tiny apartment, and having all, you know, everything that which should make you happy, and you still don't feel happy in there. When you are really, really honest with yourself, then these may be some good advices flying around here. Because the Bhagavad Gita, for instance, teaches us that happiness comes from living this sattvic life, you know, where you are just following the Dharma, the nature, how you live harmoniously and in balance and this and that, and what you need, but not needing more than you need, and which tends to just be a burden and make life more complicated and stressful. This is really where happiness is to be found. Not in more and more and more and more. I mean, we know it. I'm speaking truisms here, I guess. So this, the habits, well, some of them are good, healthy, taking a walk every day, doing this and that, eating a good breakfast every morning, and so on. And I say that the more and more we look at those and cultivate those in our lives, the happier we will be. And then the other ones, you know, the bottle there and the fridge, and it takes away the cloudy day, and you know, whatever it is, and this thing that we need. That we think that we need, that we thought, you know, this can help me to be happy, this can remove my pain, this can distract me, this can give me this pleasure that makes me happy. But such things cost and they are temporary, they're flickering forms of happiness, and sometimes they are not even happiness. I mean, you go and buy that expensive fine food, the most enjoyable food in the world, and you sit there and you eat it, yes. But then sometimes you just, oops, it's gone now, I didn't even notice. Or we may enjoy it, taste, you know, the pleasure, the taste on the taste buds there, But that is in itself not happiness. So we can make a whole program about happiness too. So, cultivating good habits, and, well, there is the fight there against the dragon, you know. And maybe that's what the story there about. Ooh. valiant Siegfried or Sigmund or whatever you find there in almost all old European stories, fighting that dragon. What is he doing? I think he's fighting those vices, the dark side, those bad habits, those anarthas, illusions, the lust, the anger, the fear, envy. That's the real enemy. Those are the real enemies. It's a real dragon. That's the way I say it. Okay. Sitting here talking a little to myself. In the evening. Hare Krishna.